A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grave, that I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out." While Abraham's visitors walked on farther toward Sodom, the Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew nearer and said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to make the innocent die with the guilty, so that the innocent and the guilty would be treated alike. Should not the judge of all the world act with justice?" The Lord replied, "If I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham spoke up again, "See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord, though I am but dust and ashes. What if there are 5 less than 50 innocent people? Will you destroy the whole city because of those 5? He answered, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." But Abraham persisted, saying, "What if only 40 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it for the sake of the 40. Then Abraham said, "Let not my Lord grow impatient if I go on. What if only 30 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it if I can find but 30 there." Still, Abraham went on, "Since I have thus dared to speak to my Lord, what if there are no more than 20? The Lord answered, "I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. But he still persisted, "Please let not my Lord grow angry if I speak up this last time. What if there are at least 10 there?" He replied, "For the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought to you life along with him, having forgiven all of our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how much to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Abraham said to the Lord, "Should not the judge of all the world act with justice?" Beg for mercy. If you have ever had older brothers particularly, and if you should ever have gone into a fight, which I'm sure you never did, probably the bigger brother got you down and probably say, "Give in," or "Cry, uncle," or "Beg for mercy." And no matter how you tried not to say that at all, any one of those three, you finally give up and ask for mercy, and you probably were let go. That is something small, but perhaps later on, however, as we've gotten older, we might have had a disagreement, or something you might have said who offended someone, and that person would want to have show mercy once you have shown forgiveness. And so we see how much and important it is to seek for forgiveness, to seek for mercy. And I use that because of what we heard in our first reading today, how Abraham was asking the Lord for mercy, not just for himself, but for the citizens of the towns of Sodom and Gomorrah. But there's something that the Lord looks for in return. Before we look at our passage for today, I want to take you back to last Sunday. Because in our first reading last Sunday, we're just verses before the passage for today. We heard that Abraham, as he was sitting in his tent, had saw three visitors in the desert. He went out to meet them, washed their feet, and said, "Come and I'll prepare a meal for you." It was showing great hospitality to strangers. And in return, the one stranger said, "A year from now, Sarah and you will have a child." This was a surprise blessing for them. And now coming to our passage for today. As I had mentioned last Sunday, it is believed that the three visitors, the strangers, one was the Lord and two angels. And so the passage starts off that the two angels go to Sodom and Gomorrah to find out information about what is going on, as the Lord had said to Abraham. He said, "I heard the cries of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and I want to know what is happening." Abraham is pressing the Lord, "How merciful are you going to be?" As we heard in the passage, he said, "I know you are already a judge, but are you going to show mercy?" And so it might even seem that Abraham was a little bit gutsy. He asked the Lord, he said, "If there are only 50 innocent people, are you going to destroy these two cities?" And the Lord said, "If I find 50, I will not." And Abraham keeps pressing the Lord. He knows now God is indeed merciful, but how merciful is he going to be? He even gets down to 10 and say, "If you're going to find even just 10 people, will you destroy the cities?" And the Lord said he would not. Abraham knew that God indeed was just. He knew that he would be the final judge. But he wanted to know how merciful will God be to those whom he is judging. Now, you know well what happens later on. Sodom and Gomorrah are destroyed. You might say, well, why, if at least there was Lot and his wife and two daughters, shouldn't he have spared Sodom and Gomorrah? And this is what's important in the passage for today. If we are asking God for mercy, in return, God wants us to change for the better, to have that conversion of heart. When the two strangers went to Sodom and Gomorrah and said there was a bright light, which means that they were revealed who they were as angels, it didn't faze the citizens. Matter of fact, they told the two angels, "Get out of here." They were not going to change their life. And so God indeed then destroyed those two cities. So if God is merciful, which I hope every one of us believe he is, and he has shown mercy to each and every one of us, in return, God wants us to be people who change our hearts. To me, one of the greatest passages in sacred scripture that conveys this is one that I think you know very well. We had it for our gospel passage the fifth Sunday of Lent this year, the woman caught in adultery. At the very end, when everybody had left, it was only Jesus and the woman left in that area. And the Lord said, "Has anybody condemned you?" And she said, "No, sir, no one." He said, "And neither do I, but don't commit this sin again." The woman wanted mercy. She got mercy. She showed in her heart that she was changing, all for the better. That is what the Lord wants us to do as well. So if we believe and we know God is indeed merciful, and Abraham pressed the issue to show how merciful he is, in return, God wants each and every one of us to change our hearts, to turn away from sin, embrace the mercy and the goodness of the Lord, and live our lives accordingly.